Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh, this is not a test. This is not an emergency podcast, but it is an urgency podcast. I was getting ready to watch Below Deck on Bravo, one of my low-key favorite reality shows of all time. Truth be told, I just snuck out of my house and had some hard frozen yogurt. I come back to the crib to find out that they raided Dick Stain Donald Trump's crib in Mar-a-Lago. Oh, fuck. Damn it. Oh, it's too good. I was getting ready to watch Below Deck and eat some hard frozen yogurt on a steamy hot summer day in Nueva York. That's New York City. And they raided Pig Dick Donald Trump's crib. And let me tell you something. When these things happen, do not watch CNBC. Do not watch your local news. Do not watch CNN, MSNBC. Go to Fox News. You want to see some snowflake bitch-ass, whiny-ass motherfuckers? Go to Fox News. Keep it on. Fuck it. Let the ratings go through the roof. These guys are damn near crying. Dan Bongino, Don Bongino, Jesse Walters, Geraldo Rivera, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson. These motherfuckers are having aneurysms on Fox News. They got you, pig dick. Oh, man. And they're still talking about Hillary and we know Hunter Biden's a crackhead. You're worried about Hunter Biden. We don't need to raid his house. He put it all on video. Why would we need to raid his house? He showed us what he is. You're worried about Hunter Biden? Nah. Hunter Biden's not that smart. Pig dick Donald Trump. You gotta bob and weave. And you raid his fucking crib. You raid his fucking crib like a fucking dope house. In South Central in the 80s. Good, you fuck. This is a cold opening, brand new banging, I Am Rappaport stereo podcast. More news to come. There'll probably be an emergency I Am Rappaport stereo podcast. It's gorgeous. It's fantastic. It just happened. Turn on Fox News. Watch these snowflakes cry and whine. Whether or not they get him, I have no idea. But I know one thing. His stool will not be good tonight. Dick Stain Donald Trump will not produce a solid stool tonight. Okay? He's all fucked up in the game. Brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. On today's I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, more stick man talk. Pistol Pete Davidson. A lot of questions. Broke up with Kim Kardashian. People are demanding me to say whether or not Pistol Pete Davidson is, in fact, a stick man. Plus, some disgusting sick fucks. And why Lizzo and Beyonce had to remove lyrics from brand new songs. All that and more in a fantastic, high-flying, hard-hitting I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming at you right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice. Start this puppy off with something real proper. But most importantly, start this puppy off with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Liggity, let's fucking go. Boom! I'll do it again. Biggity, boom! Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. My name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Raging Bullshitter, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Inflamed Ashkenazi, a.k.a. Mr. New York, a.k.a. the Disruptive Warrior, a.k.a. the Jewish Jake LaMotta, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the ziggity zone of disruption. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live and direct from Nueva York, New York City. Back. Boom. Back in the New York groove. Biggity back. What? Back in the New York groove. Hot as a motherfucker here in New York City. Humid as a motherfucker. But I'm feeling real good. Looking real good and feeling real good. I have to say, man, if you guys listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, you know that the last month, shit, less than a month ago, I was in the fucking hospital dealing with pneumonia. And since I've gotten out, knock on wood, just feeling like a real good fella, enjoying and appreciating, to be honest, my health and being able to podcast without having to take breaks, podcast without coughing, to be able to sleep without being woken up out of my sleep, coughing, snorting, sniffling. Worked out this morning and had fun, man. I'm out there jumping rope, did it outside, sweating like a fucking pig. Sweating like a pig. Doing my jumping jack routine. I got a fantastic jumping jack routine. It's not just straight up jumping jacks. It's like the jumping jacks and then you change the styles. And it's just great. Listen, it's my workout. It's nothing. It's nothing. I'm sure some of you probably see me work out. This is nothing. This is my warm up. But for me, just to be able to work out and enjoy myself. And to, like I said, not be woken up from my sleep, not be, you know, just all of it, annoying everybody, the coughing, the snorting, the phlegming, all day. Really appreciate it. But it is very, very hot here in New York. I mean, very, very hot. I don't know where you guys are across the globe, Australia. Shout out to the Australian Rapper Pack. Shout out to the South American Rapper Pack, Mexico Rapper Pack. All the Rapper Pack members holding down the states, the cities, across the country, across the globe. Toronto Rapper Pack, Vancouver Rapper Pack. And like I said, I hope everybody's feeling good, feeling safe, feeling sane. It's August. We are in the month of August. We are in the second week of August. Listen, enjoy it while you can. If you're out of school, enjoy it. If you're having a break, summer break, enjoy it, because it's going to go quick. Next thing you know, it's going to be Labor Day. Weather starts to cool off, right? And then it's Rosh Hashanah, and then Yom Kippur, and then you got Halloween. Next thing you know, you're eating fucking turkey and ham for Thanksgiving. So enjoy the summer, even though it's very, very hot. Enjoy it while you can. I'm feeling good. I'm going to be totally honest. I'm in a Goodfellas state of mind. I actually have the movie Goodfellas playing in the background. I'm going to play it all day. Literally, it's playing in the background. I have it on mute. Listen. I'm like a lamb. I'm watching it all day. It's just playing and playing and playing all day. I got the sound on. I got the sound off. It's like a beautiful, it's like a painting. Because I saw a clip of Robert De Niro online. I posted it on my Instagram. And it's a clip from Goodfellas where him and Ray Liotta are walking towards the end of the movie when his character, Jimmy Conway, Jimmy the Gent, and of course, the late, great Ray Liotta are walking down the street. And neither one of them is feeling safe. Neither one of them is trusting each other. And it's like a 10-second clip. And somebody posted it and they zoomed in because it's a two-shot. It's a two-shot of De Niro and Henry Hill. But the way they edited it, Henry Hill's character, Ray Liotta's character, is not in it. And I'm looking at this clip over and over and over. And I'm bugging off of Robert De Niro because I'm like, I've seen this clip. I've watched this scene. I've watched this movie over and over and over. I've studied this man. I've watched this man over and over and over. And I still am inspired and in awe of his intensity, his commitment. It's just a walk. It's just a walk down the street. And I was thinking to myself, I have to be better. I have to be better. I have to be more focused. I have to pay attention to every single detail. Because look at fucking Bob walking down the street for 10 seconds. Look at all that he gives you in a clip walking down the street for 10 seconds. I'm not working hard enough. I'm not focused enough. That man is on a different level. He's on a different fucking planet. He could do so much without saying anything. And he articulated that so much in Goodfellas. He's articulated that so much throughout his career. But just that 10-second clip had me bugging. And I was like, I need to put on Goodfellas and just have it on all week. And just appreciate. Like I said, it's like a Picasso. It's like a Da Vinci. It's like a Van Gogh. It's like a Hopper painting, that film. Everything in it is utter perfection. Speaking of perfection, actors, perfection, the great Dustin Hoffman. The great Dustin Hoffman. I mean, one of the best to ever do it. So good for so long. So unique, so original. So many great performances, so many great films. Made it look so easy. Another person committed, making acting look so easy, but I know it ain't that easy. I know it's not that easy, but he gets in the pocket, man. The great Dustin Hoffman, 85 years old. I mean, love that fucking guy, man. So many great films from The Graduate, excellent film, to Lenny, one of my favorite films of all time, Little Big Man, to Midnight Cowboy. I mean, what a fucking career. What a fucking career. That's just We're not even at a 1970, like 475. All the president's men. I mean, this guy is one of the best to ever do it. Marathon man. I talk about Lenny a lot. I love that. Papillon. Which, yo. Dustin Hoffman is so good. Kramer versus Kramer is one of my favorite films. Relate to that film on so many different levels. Tootsie, love Tootsie. So unique. I mean, The Graduate, he could have stopped after The Graduate. And then, of course, Rain Man, Wag the Dog, Dick Tracy, killed that shit. That film, what the fuck was it called? With Ben Stiller, the Meyerowitz stories, the Meyerowitz stories that came out probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Love that film. He's just awesome. As Stranger Than Fiction, Wag the Dog is dope. I love fucking Wag the Dog. So many good films. Midnight Cowboy, it's just one after another, after another, after another, after another for so long. I don't know, they tried to cancel him or some bullshit. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. We're celebrating Dustin Hoffman. The Hook. He played Captain Hook. Just one of the best iconic actor, game-changing actor. Just so good for so long. Did I say Rain Man? I don't even know if I mentioned Rain Man. With Tom Cruise. I love that movie, Rain Man. I love Barry Levinson movies. He directed Wag the Dog too. He also directed Diner. The other day I ran into Steve Guttenberg. Remember Steve Guttenberg? Steve Guttenberg, one of the stars of Diner, of course. He was in that film, fuck is it called? Shit. Oh man, Steve Guttenberg was in that film, Cocoon. Which I think Ron Howard directed Cocoon. But Steve Guttenberg was a big star at one time. All the Police Academy movies. He was the star of all the Police Academy movies. Three Men and a Baby. How did I get into Steve Guttenberg? Oh, because I was talking about Barry Levinson. Who's just a dope director. Anyway, I ran into Steve Guttenberg in Los Angeles. I never met him. But we introduced ourselves to each other. I ran into him. That's the crazy thing about California. You just run into people. I was outside of a restaurant. There's Steve Guttenberg. This is what happens. You'll be walking. You'll be like, oh, there's so-and-so. There's, this one. They're all over the place. In Los Angeles, Beverly Hills, Pacific Palisades, you run into people all the time. But like I said, we're heading into the second week of August. Hard Knocks starts. Hard Knocks, HBO's Hard Knocks, following around. I don't know why the fuck they're following around the Detroit Lions. Would no one else do Hard Knocks on HBO? Would no other teams participate in Hard Knocks? The Detroit Lions? I mean, this is a shit team. No disrespect to Detroit. I'm sorry. I'm sure there's a few of you guys out there, that like the Detroit Pistons, some of my Detroit Rapid Pack. No disrespect. But this is not a good football team. Okay? They got some young guys. But I think probably people are like, fuck it. We don't want to be a part of Hard Knocks. It's never a positive thing. Nothing ever... I don't know. I love the show. The thing that, for me, when Hard Knocks comes on, HBO Hard Knocks comes on, which for those of you who don't know, I have to treat, some of the listeners like they don't know. Just like I have to treat some of the listeners like they don't know Housewives. Because I could deep dive Housewives. And I resist. I have resisted for 7, 8 years deep diving Housewives on the show. And I want to talk Housewives. I've been tempted to start my own Real Housewives reality TV show podcast for a long, long time. I mean, I'm watching The Bachelorette right now. Shit show. I'm watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. I'm watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm watching Below Deck. I could deep dive all things reality TV, but I don't do it. I don't do it because I don't know. Listen, if you want me to do my own reality show podcast, DM me. Okay? DM me. At Michael Rappaport on Instagram. Which, by the way, I'm still at 2.2 million followers on there, that fucking guy. They got me shadow blocked, shadow dicked, whatever they're doing over there on Instagram. That worm, that four-eyed worm, that geek on Instagram got me fucking jammed up. Acting like he don't know who the Gringo Man Dingo is. Acting like he don't know why I'm jammed up. Don't make me get a Kardashian on the phone. Have to shame you again. Have to have you doing videos in front of the camera again, Adam Mosseri. Or whatever the fuck your name is. You know why I'm jammed up. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Anyway, Hard Knocks is one of the first reality shows. I think it's the 20th or 21st season. It follows around a football team during training camp, and it could be very compelling. just like the Real Housewives, can be very compelling because you get to know these players. A lot of them, the rookies or guys that you think you know, but you know nothing about their personalities. They'll get to know their families. You'll get to know guys that are on the fringe of being cut, veterans, and all that stuff. It's just a great show. Great reality show. Great sports, true blue reality show. Just like the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Just like the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Fantastic reality show. If you want to hear me do my own reality show podcast, DM me on Instagram at Michael Rappaport. I'm chomping at the bit to do it. Anyway, what's been going on? There's been so much shit going on. So much nonsense going on. Brittany Griner, the basketball player, has been sentenced to 9 years in jail in Russia. This is all a ploy. This is all nonsense. She doesn't deserve to be in jail for 9 years. I don't know what the fuck they're doing over in Russia, why they want to do that. I do know why the fuck they're doing this. And I'm Russian. They're trying to put the screws to smoking Joe Biden, who did very well. The Democrats did really, really well this past weekend. Banged on him real nice and real proper-like. Banged on him real good, okay? Passed a lot of bills, health care, climate bills, $739 billion in health care and climate bills. They say, let's go Brandon, and now dark Brandon. Smoking Joe Biden. He needs to have COVID more often. He had his best week last week as president. Way to fucking go, Cadaver Joe. Way to fucking go, Cadaver Joe Biden. But you need to free Brittany Griner and free Brittany Griner. And listen, let's not even bring any attention to 55 people being shot over the weekend and 8 fatally, 8 being killed in Chicago. Why focus any attention on that? I don't want to be called a racist. 55 fucking people were shot in the little city of Chicago over the weekend. 8 killed. Shootings in the month of July in New York were up. Up, skyrocketing all over the fucking place. But listen, free BG. Free BG. Okay, we got a free Brittany Griner, and no one talk about the fact that 8 people were killed, 55 fucking people were shot in little old Chicago from a Monday to a Sunday. That's a lot of mother. That's just a Monday to a fucking Sunday. We're living in a, and there was also, I don't know how this wasn't big news. There was a shooting in the Mall of America. The name itself should be big news. There was a shooting in the Mall of America in Minnesota. Same place where me and the young shooter were just months ago doing comedy. Crazy fucking world we're living in. Crazy fucking world we are living in. They're shooting up malls like it's nothing. Unbelievable. But free BG. Free BG. We got a free BG. Another crazy thing that's going on is it started with, what's the girl's name? Big Bone Girl. Singer. What's her name? Fuck is her name? I'm gonna need a little. Hey, Lizzo. Started with Lizzo, and now they got Beyonce. These singers, performers, are putting out songs. And I believe Lizzo and Beyonce both got jammed up on the same lyric. They both said spaz. And they both had to remove the word spaz from their songs because people were offended. Probably not anybody who deals with spastic muscles or spazzing out. But spaz. It's considered to be a slur in the United Kingdom and Australia. So Lizzo said it in her songs. Beyonce said it in her new song. So now they've had to re-record the song and take the word spaz out. They're fucking every fucking week. words are disappearing every single week. There's things, and you don't know. Can you say that? Can you not say that? Can you say they, them? Can you say she, it? You know, speaking of Instagram, you know, you could list your pronouns on there because it's very important that you list your pronouns. There was enough backlash on Instagram that they made a spot where you could list your pronouns. Meanwhile, I'm stuck at 2.2 million followers for the past 2 years. Nobody wants to explain nothing to me. I tried to put as my pronouns on Instagram. It wouldn't take. It only takes she, him, they, them. I identify as it. And you're not listening to me, Instagram. I need my voice. I want my voice heard. But this is insanity with the spaz. It's offending. Everything is offensive to every single. I would hate to be a kid these days. Holy shit. I would hate to be a child these days with all the rules and regulations they got going on nowadays. It's insanity. And they buckled. Of course they buckled. These are big artists. These are big time pop artists. Beyonce and Lizzo, they had to issue apologies and then re-record and change the songs because some people were offended by spaz. What do you do? Why don't you same people go back and listen to literally every single rap song ever made and see what you have to say? There's bitches, there's N-words, there's suck this, there's fuck that. I'm going to do this to you. I'm going to do that to you. Start complaining about that to Jay-Z music, Nas music, Biggie Smalls music, Wu-Tang Clan music. I mean, there's so much shit you can complain about. You're worried about spaz. 55 people got shot in Chicago this weekend. And you're worried about a lyric in a Lizzo and Beyonce song. 55 fucking people just in Chicago. The Mall of America got shot up during the day. You're not spazzing out about that, huh? I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What else is going on? Pistol Pete Davidson. First of all, the last episode of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is museum quality. This episode of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, museum quality. But people were hitting me up because on the last episode of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast with me and the Young Shooter, the part-time, sometime co-host of... Boom, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Since that episode where we did a nice little deep dive, not too deep, but we did Stickman Talk, Stickman Chronicles, talking about, whenever I do Stickman Talk, Stickman Chronicles, people get excited, people get curious, people have questions. Like I said, on the last episode of the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, we were deep diving about the great Derek Jeter, and how much I've been enjoying the captain on ESPN. Really, really love that documentary on ESPN. I believe there's 9 episodes or 8 episodes, something, but I'm enjoying watching it. And when I was talking about Jeter, talking about some of the great stickmen of all time, I left out a few, but I wasn't doing my list. I articulated my list in my book. This book has both sports rants from the MVP of talking trash. Of course, I didn't mention Prince and his purple rain, okay, and his purple loaf. I can't go through every Burgess Meredith, who brought me into the stick man world via Sylvester Stallone. You've heard the story many times when I was on the set of Copland. We were talking about the great Burgess Meredith, who played Mickey in all of the Rocky films. And long story short, Sylvester Stallone said to me, "You know he was a great stick man, right?" And I was like, "What?" And he goes, "Burgess, one of the great stick man ever." And I said, "Huh?" He said, "He was a great cocksman." And I was like, "Oh, little Burgess Meredith, Mickey, the penguin from the Batman TV show, putting in work on the low." Of course, Wilt Chamberlain, fantastic cocksman, Leo DiCaprio, probably the best stickman in Hollywood history. And we're not taking anything away. We're not discrediting Warren Beatty, Jack Nicholson, any of that stuff. Again, I don't want to go deep dive into who's a stickman, who's not a stickman, who should be considered a stickman, this, that, and the third. But Pistol Pete Davidson, over the weekend, broke up with Kim Kardashian. And, you know, again, people have been asking me for about a year. You got to give it to Pistol Pete. For about a year, people have been saying, is Pistol Pete Davidson a stickman? Is he a cocksman? Does he make it into your list? Does he make it into your Hall of Fame? And I got to tell you, as far as all the young stickman, as far as all the young cocksmen, Pistol Pete is doing great. You could love him. You can hate him. You could judge him. You could do whatever you want. But as far as putting in work, I don't care that he was with Kim Kardashian for 9 months. You know how much fucking he was doing during that 9 months time? We're talking about one of the most famous people, man or woman, in the whole world. This fucking yo-yo with tattoos, scribble-scrabble tattoos all over his body, was putting in work for 9 months. Okay, we're talking about Ariana Grande, this model, that model. What's the Kate Beckinsale? Gotta consider this guy one of the greats of his generation. Certainly not one of the greats of all time. Listen, you know Leo DiCaprio. You know Albert Einstein. Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't know? You didn't know Albert Einstein? Yeah, that Albert Einstein. Magnificent cocksman. Sick fuck. Totally twisted, sick fuck. But a magnificent cocksman in his day. Oh, yes. Yes. But Kanye West, he's talking greasy about Pistol Pete. He's putting out memes. He's putting out all kinds of shit. He put out a meme after they announced their breakup. He put out like the front page of the Daily News. Skeet Davidson is dead after 9 months. Duke, he may not be with your whiz anymore, your wife, your earth. But he was laying pipe for 9 months straight. Had your girl strung out on that good weed. You know, this dude smokes weed. They look like they were just smoking weed and fucking for 9 months. I'm not going back. Yo, my wife, I'm not going back to that. Yay? Are you? I know that's your earth, the mother of your kids, but my man was putting it down. Staten Island style. Oh, yeah. Shaolin style. For 9 motherfucking months. Shout out to the Wu-Tang Clan. RZA, GZA, ODB, Method Man, Raekwon, Ghostface Killer, Inspector Deck, Master Killer, You God, Capadonna. Did I name everybody? Old Dirty Bastard, Ghostface Killer, Cap, Inspector Deck, Master Killer, You God, GZA, RZA, Meth, and Raekwon. I think I named everybody. We don't fact check at the I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Not that Pistol Pete Davidson is anywhere near the Wu-Tang Clan. Okay, I guarantee you he can't even kick some lyrics from the Wu-Tang Clan. Okay, maybe one song, like an ODB song. Shame on her who tries to put game on her. But he don't know the deep. Anyway, listen. You could love him, you could hate him. You could care, you could not care. The answer is yes, Pistol Pete Davidson needs to be considered one of the great cocksmen, one of the great stickmen of his generation. What else is going on in our wonderful, wacky world? Oh, there's so much. Indiana, shout out to Indiana. You guys did it. Way to go, guys. Bunch of sick animals out there in Indiana. We already know this. You ever been to an Indiana Pacers game? You go to an Indiana Pacers game, watch yourself, okay? I was at an Indiana Pacers game once with a bunch of New Yorkers and Spike Lee. Fucking scary, okay? In the 90s, when the Knicks were playing the Reggie Miller, Patrick Ewing, Charles Oakley days. Scary place. Scary place. I'm not shocked that Indiana lawmakers and the governor signed a near total ban on abortions a couple of days ago. Congratulations, you sick animals out there. Listen, and you know they're fucking in Indiana. You know they're fucking in Indiana. There's nothing else to do in Indiana. But the governor, Eric Holcomb, he loves it. He, like, his daughter might not get skeeted in real nice and real proper-like. I don't know if he has a daughter, but God forbid your daughter gets skeeted in real nice and real proper-like. Then what are you going to do about an abortion? Huh? You going to open up a little private clinic for your daughter if she gets skeeted all up in? These people are sick. Sick fucks. And let me not forget one of the sickest animals out there. This guy, Tim Gunn. I'm sorry, Philip Gunn, this piece of shit. This guy's in the government. He's a representative from Mississippi. Again, no disrespect to Mississippi. I'm sure there's some fine people in Mississippi, but you got to get yourself out of the fucking Stone Age. I've been wanting to rant on this piece of shit for weeks now. This piece of shit, publicly was asked if a child or a person specifically a 12-year-old, he was asked, this piece of shit, Philip Gunn, a representative from Mississippi, the state of Mississippi, if a 12-year-old child is molested by her father or uncle, should that child have to carry that baby that comes from molestation and rape? And this piece of shit, Philip Gunn, has the balls, has the audacity, the gall to say yes. And then he started talking some, and my, fuck your beliefs, Duke. How about I fuck you in the ass? No disrespect. And see if you could get pregnant, Duke. Or somebody else fucks you in the ass. No disrespect. No, Bruno. And see if you like, see, forget carrying a baby. See if you come back the same man. There's people out there that think that, like, if a child is raped, forget consensual sex. First of all, a 12-year-old obviously shouldn't be having sex. Forget that. But this guy publicly, he works in our government, said that if a 12-year-old is raped by their father or their uncle, they should carry that baby to term because of your beliefs. Fuck your beliefs, you sick fucks. You're sick, Philip Gunn. And all these other anti-abortion freaks. I've said it once. I've said it many times. I don't care if you're 40 and you get pregnant. I don't care if you're 14 and you get pregnant. I don't care if you're 24, 34 and you get pregnant. It is up to the woman to decide what she wants to do with the baby. Period. End of story. End of conversation. Why is this even a discussion? Why is this something that is still going on? Crazy. People out here talking about, Mike Rapp, we need sick fucks of the week. That's your sick fuck of the week. That's our sick fuck of the week. Philip Gunn from Mississippi and the governor of Indiana. I mean, there was a debate. This is disgusting, man. There was a debate in Indiana about a 10-year-old girl. A 10-year-old girl from Ohio that was raped, who traveled to Indiana for an abortion. And the doctor became a target of some of these anti-abortion people. What the fuck kind of world are we living in? Where are we at? This is absurd. It's insane that this is even a conversation. This is where we're at. A 10-year-old girl was raped from Ohio and traveled to Indiana for an abortion, and people are up in arms about a 10-year... You're more up in arms about the doctor who's providing the abortion than the rape. Terrible, man. This is terrible. That's our sick fucks of the week. Okay? Philip Gunn from motherfucking representative from Mississippi and the governor of Indiana. Congratulations. You just made it to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast sick fuck of the week list. I Am Rappaport Podcast. All right. I'm done. Done having fun, done disrupting. Tell a friend to tell a friend about the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, the world's most disruptive podcast. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Let's get out of here. Take me out of here with something real nice. Take me out of here with something real proper. But most importantly, take me out of here with something real loud and real funky. I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast, museum quality podcasting every single week, 2 times a week like clockwork. I'm done. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.